There was this guy named Jim Hulian. You probably should, you really should interview him.
H-O-U-L-L-I-A-N.
I'm not sure that's...
I think I've seen his name in the archives that I've been reading.
Yeah, he's a member of San Francisco Tomorrow.
Okay.
But anyway, he's an ex-cab driver.
Uh-huh.
But he's quite bright.
Mm-hmm.
And he constructed an alternative, which I can't remember. I'll have to go back and I have all those books and studies and all that. I'll give all that to you so you can look at it. But
I'd love to.
He did an alternative that I think it ended at Bryant Street, and it included building another off ramp to South Van Ness, and then dividing the traffic up early, you know, on the south of Market, so that traffic would go directly where they're wanting to go, rather than all come off at Fell Street, and then, you know, some people have to double back to go north, and he couldn't get anybody. I mean, Wilbur's, all his people just laughed at him. DPT, all these people just laughed, and Jim went all over the city. I went with him too, and to groups and to try to get support for this. And after he showed it to people, it just made a whole lot of sense. There was a great deal of support.
But at this point, it wasn't a boulevard. It was just to sort of end it at Bryant and distribute it there.
Yeah.
It wasn't what we have now, the surface.
Well, some of it would be come down Octavia, which would be a somewhat widened street, but it wasn't.
It wasn't the
boulevard as we see it now.
Mm-hmm.
But there would have been a lot less traffic coming down Octavia than there is now by Jim's alternative.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess Robin and a whole bunch of people worked with him, and they really kept tweaking and tweaking and tweaking it.
Mm-hmm.
And we drew it up and put it on huge posters and presented it everywhere. And got quite a few people interested.
Mm-hmm.